Restarting the Drift River oil terminal at the base of Mount Redoubt is a complicated process that would take months and may not happen at all. Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Irwin says there's no guarantee Chevron will decide it's worth the expense to bring the facility online again after the volcano quiets down.
We need to give them some time to study their options. And I'm sure they'll be forthcoming just as promptly and as quickly as they can. And yes, economics is an issue. It's an older field in some of this for oil recovery.
Early this week, a tanker picked up nearly 4 million gallons of oil remaining in two tanks at Drift River. More than 2 million gallons of oil are still in the tanks, and they have been filled with water to keep them from floating away in a volcanic flood. Commissioner Irwin says last year, when oil prices were much higher, the state made about $34 million in royalties from Cook Inlet oil. Gas production in the inlet hasn't been impacted by the Drift River closure. Chevron hasn't yet decided how many jobs may be affected.